from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Sy Musiker. San Mateo County prosecutors are still deciding whether to charge Deshaun Marmon. He's the 20-year-old African-American college student arrested at San Francisco International Airport because he allegedly refused to pull up his sagging pants.
We're not deciding whether how somebody wears their clothing is a crime, because it's not. What we're deciding is whether or not there was conduct by Mr. Marmon that violated the laws in his dealing with the police and with the personnel there.
That's Stephen Wagstaff, Chief Deputy District Attorney for San Mateo County. Prosecutors could charge Marmon with trespassing, resisting arrest, and battery. But some people think it wasn't Marmon who committed a crime, but airline staff and police by engaging in racial stereotyping.
There's something sad and tragic that makes somehow a young man whose pants are sagging somehow a threat.
Jakarta Imani is executive director at the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights in Oakland.
If it had been a young woman wearing shorts, really short shorts, I don't know if they would have dragged her off the plane in handcuffs. I don't know that the cops would have been so excited that they injured themselves.
Marmon is now out on bail, and he told KGO yesterday that he felt the flight crew was harassing him. He said he pulled his pants up when he got to his seat, but by then a flight attendant was already asking him to leave the plane. Ian Haney Lopez teaches at UC Berkeley Law School. Professor Lopez, I see a lot of young men with sagging pants, black, white, Latino, and Asian. So why should we consider this racial profiling?
Well, I don't actually think it's racial profiling. This is a conflict over etiquette and over authority that has a highly racialized aspect to it. What you have is a U.S. Airways employee who is offended by this young person's style of dress, who demands that the person pull up his pants. The young person fails to comply with sufficient alacrity, isn't sufficiently deferential, and now U.S. Airways employee calls upon the coercive power of the state, calls the police, and says, back up my authority to make this person comply. And in this context, with these baggy pants, this is a very racialized understanding of what's appropriate or what's decent.
In Fort Worth, Texas, bus drivers can refuse service to a passenger who's sagging, and a number of cities and states have at least considered bans on this style of dress. How would you characterize those kinds of laws?
For me, this is really about the new way in which race plays out in the United States. Race has always been a combination of biology and culture. The idea that blacks are too loud, that Latinos are lazy, that Jews are greedy, it's always been biology and culture. Now what we have is what we might call a colorblind racism, where one targets the culture but is very careful never to mention anything having to do with biology and claims on that basis not to be engaged in racial politics at all. So when Fort Worth says, well, this isn't about race, we just don't want any baggy pants on the bus, it's all about race, and it doesn't cease to be about race just because they haven't said, we really don't like the style of young black men.
You grew up in Hawaii, and you're there now when we're talking to you, but that's a state with a very diverse population. Can Hawaii teach the rest of us anything about respecting racial and ethnic differences and clothing styles?
Oh, I absolutely think it can. I think that many people understand race in Hawaii as Hawaii is a racial paradise in which people have gotten beyond race. But that's not true at all. What Hawaii has done is it has come to understand that groups are marked by cultures, that these cultures sometimes correspond with facial features, that you can talk in terms of group culture. But it makes two crucial moves. First, that you can and should talk about groups and cultural differences without assigning superiority and inferiority to them. And individuals from a group may or may not share cultural attributes.
Thanks for talking to us.
You bet. Thank you.
Ian Haney Lopez is a law professor at UC Berkeley Law School and an executive committee member of the Center for Social Justice. I'm Sy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.